This is Ozarks at Large. As the coronavirus has swept through Arkansas over the last 3 months, nearly 1,200 inmates at four state prisons have tested positive for the virus, along with 134 members of prison staffs. As part of the National Geographic Society's Emergency Fund for COVID-19 coverage, reporter Anna Stitt dug into what's happened inside prisons in Arkansas. Here's part one of a three-part series.
This is a prepaid collect call from an inmate at Kamel Unit. This call is subject to...
DeMarco Rayner has seen a lot of death in recent weeks.
Danny Woods, I knew him real well, and we talk almost every day. Kim Oden, I knew him real well. We were in the barracks together. Tony Hopper, I knew him. Ronnie West, I knew him.
The Cummins Unit is Arkansas's oldest and largest state prison. It also became the state's largest hotspot for COVID-19. But it didn't start out that way.
I'm proud of what Winnie Kelly and her team has done as Secretary of Corrections.
This is Governor Hutchinson on April 2nd. By then, the department had instructed wardens to quarantine new prisoners and shut down in-person visits from family and friends.
The key is there was no outside visitors. That was put into place immediately because that's what brings the outside contact in.
But staff were still going home each day at the end of their shifts. On March 24th, a worker at another state prison farm tested positive for COVID-19. We talked with half a dozen prisoners in barracks throughout Cummins for this story. All but one asked to be kept anonymous, afraid of being retaliated against for raising concerns. But DeMarco Rayner says the risk is worth it. His mom and I talked with him over a staticky state prison phone line.
When we first started seeing news reports of the agriculture worker testing positive for COVID-19, everything kept going on as normal. They kept going to host squad, every other job assignment here. Everything kept going. So no type of prevention measures had been taken at that point. No mask, anything was issued at that point.
Host squad is the prison term for the crew of inmates who work in the fields. Cummins has a more than 16,000-acre farm on land that used to be several slave plantations. Prisoners are still not paid for their work, only punished if they don't work. They're still supervised by guards on horseback. Each morning, everyone sits on big trailers to be driven to where they'll work for the day.
You had guys that was filing grievances about going to host squad and sitting together on a tight host squad trailer where it's impossible to be 6 feet apart.
He says the prison administration dismissed the grievances.
They responded to the guys like it wasn't a grievable matter.
So the concerned prisoners didn't go to work, and then they got punished.
Over 19 guys got road disciplinaries for not going to work, even though a pandemic was going on.
Grievances and disciplinaries are not public information, so it's not possible to report how many the prison has on record. But inmates have shared several. Disciplinaries are a big deal. They can mean losing access to calls and visits, or if they add up, staying in prison longer and going to isolation, also called the hole. Prisoners continued to work together on the host squad until April 11th, the day the first positive test came back. The state doesn't know how COVID-19 got inside the Cummins unit, but I spoke with a nurse at another Arkansas prison who tried to wear a mask in late March. She says she was told she had to take it off to avoid causing hysteria. Prisoners and staff at all prisons were required to wear masks by mid-April. But there's evidence suggesting compliance among staff was poor. In an internal email obtained for this report, Division of Correction Director Dexter Payne said hospitals were reluctant to accept prisoners because the staff dropping them off were not masked. As tests came back, the prison said it was isolating people based on whether they had COVID-19. Here's Governor Hutchinson on April 19th.
It's been segregated so that we have 8 positive barracks within Cummins, and we have 7 negative barracks.
But things on the ground didn't seem to play out this smoothly. Arkansas Department of Health Secretary Dr. Nate Smith said the state tested around 2,500 prisoners and staff at Cummins in roughly 5 days. But we found that not all the results showed up in the Department of Health's log until about 1 month later. Cummins contains barracks with as many as 62 people sleeping together in one open room. One prisoner reports that he was tested, then left inside a barrack with lots of sick people for 2 days. By the time his result came back negative and staff moved him to COVID-negative housing, he was running a fever and feeling weak. He says no one asked him how he felt or took his temperature before the transfer, and he didn't know where he was going until he got there. He later tested positive. That prisoner's COVID-negative housing was an old school. Department of Corrections records show that in an effort to separate negative and positive cases, the prison moved people to live there and in the visitation room, the law library, and temporary holding cells. Two prisoners who spent time incarcerated in these spaces say they didn't have access to grievance forms to file complaints, didn't have access to phones to call their families, and had to bathe with a hose. One prisoner says staff refused to take him to a regular shower with hot water until he threatened to rebel and break some things. Beyond that, the holding cells don't have toilets. A prisoner housed near them says that for at least several days in early May, the people inside were not allowed access to a bathroom. He saw prisoners resort to peeing on the floor, and he saw them physically picking up their poop and putting it in the hall using a small trap door in the bolted door to the room. We requested from the Department of Corrections documentation of how often people kept in holding cells without toilets have been allowed to use a bathroom. They did not release the information. At the same time, some prisoners, like DeMarco Rayner, say they were never moved at all, regardless of test results.
I'm looking at a guy that tested negative right now sitting beside a guy that tested positive, so it never changed. A matter of fact, I guess, question, Paul Wade, did you test positive or negative?
Negative.
He said he tested negative. Your name is, what's your name, sir?
Bernard
Collins said he tested positive, so he's saying that he's made him sick now.
We asked the Department of Corrections for the number of prisoners who tested negative and positive for COVID-19 currently living in Rayner's barrack. Officials have not released the information, but two other prisoners who share a cell showed their results to us. One negative, one positive. Eventually, 65 Cummins staff and nearly 1,000 of its prisoners were confirmed to have COVID, including DeMarco Rayner. As COVID numbers inside Cummins were exploding, Governor Hutchinson emphasized that most prisoners were asymptomatic.
They're being cared for in terms of their medical needs. Almost all are asymptomatic. In other words, they're not showing symptoms.
But Rayner says he's confused about how that conclusion was reached.
In the barracks that I'm in, even though the majority of guys here had all of the symptoms, whether it's fever, chills, cough, shortness of breath, diarrhea, all the things that's associated with the COVID-19, even though the majority of guys had those symptoms, they basically just still kept us in there saying that we were symptomatic. And that's one of the things that I'm still confused on to this day. How could we be diagnosed as not having the symptoms, but have 8 out of 9?
The head of the State Department of Health, Dr. Nate Smith, says symptoms must be communicated by the person experiencing them.
The only way to know whether someone has symptoms or not is to ask them. By definition, symptoms are things that people report.
But later in our interview, Dr. Smith said he doesn't consider prisoners to be reliable sources.
I've actually been in prisons and interviewed inmates and get a lot of stuff that is verifiably not true. And then, of course, a lot of statements that it's impossible to verify one way or the other. So we are, in this context, really less concerned about whether someone has symptoms or not and more concerned about whether they're infected or not.
DeMarco Rayner says no nurses checked on his barrack for 3 weeks after testing. He put in a sick call for COVID symptoms and didn't hear anything from a nurse until 4 days later. At least 11 COVID-positive Cummins prisoners have died in the last month. DeMarco Rayner is still processing the losses and how they've been talked about.
Now, the scary part about it is this right here. If you even look at the ADC, what they're saying, the statement that they put out on the news is that the first two guys that died, you said, quote unquote, that they were both in their 60s and both serving life sentences. So they let it hang out there like they were old and serving life anyway, so their life doesn't have any type of merit to it.
Here's Governor Hutchinson on May 2nd when a reporter asked him to talk about those first two prisoners who died.
They've passed away. They were in the maximum security unit at Cummins, which means they either had a life sentence or they had a violent crime or they were disciplinary issues while they were in prison. So it was a very serious environment in which they are.
Rayner questions what that means for him as someone who's been locked up for 20 years and hopes to one day be released.
I caught my charge when I was 20 years old, but they sentenced me to life in prison. So the person that was involved in this crime that I'm here for is not the same person that's speaking to you on this phone right now.
The department posted the first 5 deaths on social media, then stopped announcing them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Anna Stitt.
And tomorrow on Ozarks at Large, Part 2, a story from inside Cummins about a case of COVID-19, a rebellion, and a 29-year-old's death. That's on tomorrow's Ozarks at Large.